You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
I'm Delaney Turner, editor of Cognos Performance Perspectives, the Cognos e-newsletter. And today I have a question. Is there a place for love in performance management? There is, according to Patrick Schinzel of Folksam Insurance, and here's my interview with him at Cognos Forum.
Patrick, thank you for joining us. I'd like to throw out a few big concepts that you spoke about in your presentation today, and you spoke about in the context of performance management, passion, optimism, and love. Now, these aren't words that you hear normally in the context of a performance management conversation, particularly either in finance or in IT. These are strange, I would say strange words.
Yeah, love, it's because I think it's impossible to separate IT from business. If you start to get a new concept in the organization going where you speak about business and IT together all the time, then I think it's you avoid the organization building or spend a lot of time trying to define the borders between themselves. So I think that's important. About passion, you must be able to combine the information from operations and from financials, from finance. And to be able to do that, you must see how does it affect each other? How is the performance of operations linked to finance? How is finance linked to operations? And to be able to do that, you need competences from both sides to work together. I think it's very important if it should be a healthy relationship.
Are there specific organizational structures or corporate structures that work better than others to keep these two groups working together side by side?
I think it's difficult to get, because in most companies, in ours as well, you have an IT department, you have a different kind of department, because when you're dealing with people, it's easier to put them in departments.
Yeah.
But then when you start to work, then you focus on processes instead, where you say, we are supposed to provide information to the management, top level management, to the board, and we are supposed to bring finance and operations together.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't talk about departments anymore because it's the information.
Mm-hmm. One thing you've mentioned as well is I think it was early on. You said that it's important to have a driving force, a one driving force in a performance management culture, and to seek out the optimists in your organization to drive that. What is the role of optimism in a performance management culture?
I think if you bring people together that's optimist, that think we can manage to get the finance and operation to work, not only work, to get metrics and other kind of important building stones in a performance management.
Mm-hmm.
They share the vision and they want you to achieve that vision within the company. Then I think it's very important to gather those people together and try to leverage on their energy and enthusiasm to get one driving force that's are able to work hard, and because they are passionate and to work hard and work hard for a long term.
You've also mentioned that one phrase that I found interesting. You said no company is an island. I was wondering if you could explain that and how performance management lets Folksam, for example, manage in that sort of environment.
I think the business environment today and certainly going to be so in the future rely on different kind of partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Partnerships between friends. I mean, you are insource, outsource thing, but it's also partnerships with competitors. Like you share maybe producing something in the value chain together, that you are competitors in the marketplace, mm-hmm. then it's very important that you don't provide this competitor with too much information mm-hmm. So forth. And then that's a pressure. I mean, SOCs, you can go on forever. Mm-hmm. You, as a company, are supposed to provide a lot of information to financial authorities, to external accountants, and so forth. And to be able to do that, you must have a performance management system mm-hmm. that works. And if you have outsourced something, then you must be sure that you get the information and then are able to provide it, this information to the other mm-hmm. People interested or supposed to act upon that kind of information. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk now about some of the external values or the customer values for the culture of Folksome. We've talked a lot about how managing performance internally to get departments to work together with passion, with optimism. How do those benefits or those attributes manifest themselves on the customer side?
Like I said, we have scarce resources to work with, and mm-hmm. if we can have a performance management system that provides the organization with good information to base decision mm-hmm. on, then you make good decisions, and good decisions are closely connected to the customer. You use the resources to the best possible extent and have more resources to mm-hmm. deal or to work with the close to the customer. Mm-hmm.
Where you've also said you'd like to go from corporate performance management to another CPM, complete performance management.
That's right.
What does complete performance management look like, and how is it different from what you're doing currently?
I think you can have a corporate performance management in a company. You can manage to get data from different kind of sources, put them together, put the information, been able to analyze mm-hmm. and all that. That's not a problem. It's hard work, but it's not a problem. The main thing about complete performance management is when you manage to link this together with the decision-making process, the planning process, the external demands and everything to a complete set of performance management.
And
the definition of that changes all the time.
Right. And final question, you've talked a lot about an organization that continuously learns. Performance management is a journey, and you're always mm-hmm. learning. What are you learning, and what sort of capabilities, or how does that? What capabilities do you rely on?
I think what we are learning is that it's a never-ending story. Mm-hmm. We're learning because we're not afraid of doing things wrong. I mean, we get the information we couldn't achieve before. Mm-hmm. Now we can connect that information with other kind of sources. We think this will be a good early warning. This will be a good indicator. And then we implement it in the performance management system, and then suddenly we recognize that this was not good. Mm-hmm. Then you must be flexible to change. And if you have an environment where people are optimists, they're not afraid of making mistakes because mm-hmm. we learn from mistakes, then I think you have a process going on by itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, Patrick Schindel, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you a performance manager? Learn how to be one with The Performance Manager, the latest business book from Cognos, PMSI, and BI International. The Performance Manager explores the key challenges in core business functions, sales, marketing, finance, product development, and HR, and describes proven ways you can improve performance in each using sweet spots of information. Become a Performance Manager today. Order your free copy of the book online at www.cognos.com/PMBook. That's cognos.com/PMBook.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.